Hey everybody, Nate here. Before the show, I just wanted to take a minute to talk about our sponsor, the Snack Nanny. The Snack Nanny is the latest, greatest spill-proof bowl. It's the first snack bowl for kids with a self-closing door. The Snack Nanny allows kids to snack freely without overeating, keeps kids entertained, and prevents them from creating a mess for mom and dad to clean up. Kids and parents love the Snack Nanny. It's easy to use, easy to clean, and includes portion control features that only the Snack Nanny offers. To order, go to www.snacknanny.com. or order from Amazon. Remember, you support our sponsors and they support us. Thanks, and Nihei Debiru. Hi everyone, and welcome back to Chop Talk. I'm your host, Nate England. If you listen to the show on iTunes, please write a review and give us a 5-star rating. Also, don't forget to like the show on Facebook. Let's start by announcing a few upcoming events. On April 24th and 25th, Robert Bowles will be hosting the ISA International Martial Arts Seminar in Fort Wayne, Indiana. To find out more, visit www.shuri-ru.com. From June 11th to 15th, Neil Stoltzmark will hold the 14th annual Warrior Gashku Seminar in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This year's guest of honor is Minoru Nakazato, 10th Dan and Shorinru Shorinkan. Find out more at www.authenticancientarts.com. From June 26th to 28th, Philip Keppel will host the 31st USKK International Karate Kobudo Championship Seminar and Tournament in Peoria, Illinois. To find out more, go to www.uskk.org. And from October 2nd to 4th, also in Peoria, Illinois, Joseph Walker will host the Kagami Bikari Gashku Seminar. Go to AOK Karate on Facebook for further details. If you have an upcoming seminar, tournament, or other martial arts event, let us know and we'd be happy to announce it on the show. This week's guest is my good friend Mutsuki Tomiyose. Mutsuki is a Japanese instructor from Chitan, Okinawa, a hula enthusiast, and is very active in the Nazarene Church. She is currently in Costa Rica, taking part in a mission trip organized by Third Wave. Since she was in the hemisphere, she decided to stop by for a visit. This is Mutsuki's first trip to the United States, and I was curious to get her impression of the country, so we sat down for a talk. We start off talking about teaching Japanese and how she got involved with the church. Then we get into impressions of American food, and she talks about some of the places she's visited. One of the best parts of having Mutsuki visit is that I had someone to complain with about the horrible service in America. From the waitress at David's Brothers Pizza not bothering to visit their tables, do they just hope that the customers will leave? In Japan, anytime you go into a shop or restaurant, the first thing they do is say, "Iroshaimasen," which means welcome, and do whatever it takes to serve their customers. Then, the server at Kellhurst took 45 minutes to bring a few drinks to the table. And you don't even tip in Japan. They just do it because they're decent human beings. One of the staff at Walgreens apparently took a huge bite of food just when we walked in. It looked like she was a cow chewing her cud for the next 5 minutes. And when I tried to get her to help us, she would spit out bits of food whenever I could drag an answer out of her. If you buy a pack of gum in Japan, they practically gift wrap it for you unless you tackle them. And United Airlines? Just screw those guys. They couldn't be bothered to check in any of their customers, so Mutsuki missed her flight. They then had extra charges on her baggage, which were totally bullshit, because all the charges were already covered when she bought her international ticket. But they already had you where they want you, so why not screw you out of a few more bucks? But of course, the extra charges were totally worth it because they sent her luggage to San Francisco instead of Costa Rica. You know, I know it's easy to get those two places mixed up. I do it all the time myself. And the whole time they're doing it, they had this horrible grimace on their face. You know, the least they can do is they're going to screw you is to enjoy it. You know, Mutsuki's one of the nicest people you'd ever meet, but when I asked her if someone like that would be fired if they did that in Japan, she said no. They would never even get a job. All right, it's enough about complaining. Let's focus on the positive. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the show. All right, I'm here with Mutsuki Tomiyose? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. I know normally that we talk to karate guys, but it's not very often that we have a real live Okinawan visiting America. So welcome to America.
Thank you.
All right. And it's your first time out of the country,
yes.
Right? Or first time out of... No?
Out of the country, no.
It's your first time out of Asia.
Yes.
You've been to... Where have you been before?
I've been Philippines, Taiwan, Korea.
Okay. But it's your first time... It's your first time out of Asia, mm-hmm. and first time in North America.
Right.
And the United States of America.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So what did you expect before you came?
I expected everything's big.
Everything was big, yeah.
And like Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Not Asian style.
Okay. So you expected like Hollywood. So you expected
like
a lot of
movie.
You expected a lot of gunfights.
No,
bank
not
robberies,
not
shootings.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Not that part.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So were you disappointed? Was everything big?
Yes, yeah. It was big.
Okay. I know because in Okinawa, it's only, a couple miles wide and 90 miles long.
I don't know miles.
Oh, you don't know miles. Okay, let's see here. It's go kilo. It's 5 kilometers wide.
No.
No?
No, we have more space.
Okay, not much more.
Yes.
Okay, how big is it?
100 kilo.
Okay. Long?
Long.
Okay.
I don't know why, maybe 30?
Okay.
40 kilo.
Okay, all right. And so even though you live in Okinawa, you never studied Okinawan karate?
Never. He know better.
I know better. And you never studied Okinawan kabuto?
No, I have no idea.
Or Okinawan sumo?
What is it?
Oh, you don't know Okinawan sumo? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's like Japanese sumo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I never seen it?
Okay. Well, but you are into hula.
Yes.
And Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. And that's why you were doing the traveling.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you work for a church.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started with that?
How I started?
Mm-hmm.
Work church?
Mm-hmm.
One of my students, she...
Were your students? You're an English... You're English
Japanese student.
You're a Japanese teacher.
Yes, I'm a Japanese teacher. One of my students, she goes to that church and... And also, she is pastor's wife, and she asked me to work there.
Okay.
And I say yes.
Nice. And that's how you got started?
Yes.
Okay, good. So how long have you been teaching, I keep wanting to say English, because I taught English. How long have you been teaching Japanese?
5 years.
Okay. Oh,
5 years, 6 years.
And who are your students mostly?
Mostly military family and kids.
Okay.
Military wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they need something to do while their husbands are off working on the planes.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any interesting stories from teaching English?
Teaching Japanese?
Teaching Japanese.
Interesting stories.
Yeah. Who's the who have been the best students?
The students, I used to teach at the university. They are all good.
Okay.
And they speak fluent. They could read and communicate. And some students are writing book.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they are good students.
All right.
Yes.
Well, they're going to the university, so they're paying
yes.
to be there. And so they're going to be majime.
Yeah, but they started zero.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They started from scratch. And so you taught them everything they knew?
No. Actually, they already knew, but they started zero. Like you.
Like me, yeah. I definitely.
Well, you do me too.
I definitely started from zero. Yeah, when I moved to Japan, I could say konnichiwa. And that's about it. I could count
that's
to
it.
10.
But you can count Okinawan, this.
Well, yes. Well, I had to learn Okinawan before I went. Teach, tarch, meech, yuch, chich, much, nanarch, yarch, kukunuch, two. There we go.
Awesome.
You know, the thing that I found is
I learned, before I went, I learned a few words in Okinawan. There are some karate terms that are not translated into Japanese. Mm-hmm. They still use the original Okinawan names. Mm-hmm. A lot of the kata names are still the original Okinawan. Some of them have been translated into Japanese, but some of them are Okinawan. But the thing I wanted to do is I learned a few words in Uchinanguchi. That's what mm-hmm. you call Okinawan, mm-hmm. or you can call it Okinawan Hogan.
Okinawa Hogan, yeah.
Okinawan Hogan. So it was a completely separate language. It's a different language than Japanese. It's not like a different dialect. It's a different language. Right.
Yes.
So one of the things I learned to say was Haisai, which means...
Hello.
Hello. Okay. So when I was walking around, off of Kokusai Dori, there's a covered shopping market that goes way back and winds around. It's called Heiwadori. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's right in the... If anyone's been to Kokusai Dori, they've definitely walked around, checked out the shops. Well, when I was back there, I was deep back in there, and you'd be walking, and you'd see these little bitty 140-year-old women. They're about 3'5", almost a little bit over 1 meter tall.
Okay.
They're bent over, they have white hair, and they're usually pushing a wheelbarrow full of vegetables because they're taking them to the market to sell, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I'm not exaggerating. Mm-hmm. No, okay. It's radio. You gotta say. You gotta say.
Yes, okay.
And I would. They'd look. I'd walk by them. I'm over 6 feet tall. And they look up at me, and they'd be looking straight up, and they go, "Oh, kawaii." It's scary. And then I just look down at them, and I wave and say, "Hi, Sai." And then they're so friendly. They're They're shaking your hand, they're hugging you, and they instantly become your friend for life.
Yes.
So if you can learn just a few words in Uchinanguchi in Okinawa, it really can open
yes,
a lot of doors.
Mm-hmm. We are happy foreigners speak our language.
Mm-hmm. What are some other Uchinanguchi words that are important?
Other?
Yeah. Let's see. Thank you is Nihedebiru.
Yes, Nihedebiru.
Nihedebiru. Let's see. Goodbye is Mataya.
Mataya, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, you didn't know? Okay.
I've known.
Dog is Ingwa.
Inga, yes.
Okay. Let's see, what else?
And Natogwa.
What is it?
Natogwa.
What's that one?
Little Nate.
Little Nate, okay. Mosquito is Gajan.
Oh, you know.
And in Japanese, it's completely different. So Japanese is Ka.
Yes.
Uchinanguchi is mm-hmm. Gajan.
And I know cockroach.
What is it?
Cockroach.
Cockroach. Okay, what's cockroach?
Tobira.
Tobira.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. So if you have them in your apartment or your hotel room when you visit Naha, you can tell the staff.
Yes.
And they'll take
yes.
care of it. All right, very good. So you're not just a Japanese teacher, you're also an Uchinanguchi teacher.
No.
No, okay.
No, I don't know.
Okay, you just know the basics.
You are better than me.
Okay.
Mawari no hito ni sa wo sukete imimasen ka? Anata no karada wa kyusoku wo hitsuyo to shite imasen ka? Sports massage, kenkou no specialist, medical resort ATAC wo ichido torai shite mite kudasai. ATAC de wa okyaku sama no karada ni awasaita massage wo okunaimasu. また、ATAC の酸素室にもトライしてみてください。代謝向上、怪我の早期回復に効きます。柔軟性を高める、ストレッチングコースにもトライしてみてください。ATAC はプロチーム、琉球ゴールデンキングス、FC 琉球、そして琉球コラザンの選手も利用しています。ぜひ一度ご来店ください。オープン、月曜日から土曜日まで。Okinawa Ken, Nahashi, Oroku, 1-28-30. Denwa Bango, 098-859-1890. Homepage mo, checko shite mite kudasai. www.sanso-atac.com. www.sanso-atac.com. sanso-atac.com. 英語、ポルトガル語、スペイン語、日本語が話せるスタッフがいます。
So let's see. So where did we leave off? You were teaching. Okay, so your best students were the college students.
Yes.
Okay. Who were your worst students? Who were ichiban humajime warui seito? Who's the worst?
Ichiban worst. It's allowed to say, but when I work at the different college, community college, they are all bad students.
Oh, really? Yes. The community college?
Yes.
Yeah. Community colleges are known for having bad students. I started at a community college, okay. So you know okay. They're full of bad students.
Okay.
So they weren't listening to you, or?
Yes, they were not listening, and some students just making bed with chairs.
Okay.
And then sleeping, and he say, "Oh, I'm itchy here," and he just scratching during my class.
Wow! See, that's when you regret not learning karate, because you could have beat him up and thrown him out of your classroom.
Yes, I should.
You should. Yes. So the trip you're on now, okay? The reason you're stopping by. So America is just a pit stop, right?
Pit stop.
Yes. It's a pit stop because this isn't the main trip. You just happen to be in the hemisphere and stopped by to say hello. So you're really going to Costa Rica.
Yes.
For a
mission trip.
Okay. So that's a pretty big deal.
Yes. Okay. It is big.
Because you got very active in the church in the last few years, in the Christian church. Are there many Christians in Japan, Okinawa?
No, maybe 1%.
Wow. Okay. So how did you get started with that?
You mean, how do I go to church?
Yeah.
Also,
everyone's normally going to the Shinto shrine, or the Buddhist temple, or in Okinawa, they're visiting the Noros, and they're cutting open the birds and reading their fortunes.
No.
Okay. So how did you get involved in the church?
Also, other students, she's Korean.
One of your Japanese students.
Yes, Japanese students. She invite me to go to church, and that was Easter day. Mm-hmm. And I was touched somehow. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand Jesus died. It's not make any sense. Why? Mm-hmm. But
he got nailed to a cross and stabbed you. That's why.
But why die? I couldn't understand at all.
Okay.
But somehow, my thinking. I feel like somebody talking to me. Oh, you should go. You should keep going. Mm-hmm. And I did it. And I. At that time, I started reading Bible, New Testament, and I read it all, and I was decided to be a Christian.
Okay. All right, that's good. And you've been very serious about it, working in the church, and now this mission trip.
Yeah.
So how did you get selected to go to Costa Rica, and what is going on in Costa Rica? There's people from all over the world.
Yes.
Okay.
There are my church is Nazarene Church, and our church is all over the world. And once in 4 years, young people gathering and together and share experience.
Okay.
Like a festival.
Okay. Very nice.
The church send it.
And there's going to be people from what countries? Everywhere, right?
Everywhere.
Okay. Very nice.
Some small island.
Mm. Like Africa, Okinawa?
Yes, Okinawa, Africa, Europe, America, Asia.
Oh, nice. Whole world gathering. Yes. So how did you get picked out of... I know it's only 1% of the population.
Because but there's, no Japanese.
But there's, that still means there's a few million Christians in Japan.
But not young people.
Okay.
You will see when you go to Japanese church, mm-hmm. maybe young people is only one or two.
Okay.
So
so you're the one or two? Yes. But so it's all old Japanese people?
Yes, okay. Mostly, I think, yeah.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Very good. So what's the plan in Costa Rica?
Trying to think. Basically gathering and then praying together and like festival, so culture exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we work for new building church.
Okay.
Maybe construction a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be fun time.
I think it will.
Toward,
yeah.
I hope.
Very good. Very good. Well, I know that because you've been so big into the church. While I was being your tour guide here in the U.S., we stopped by a branch of the Church of the Nazarene.
Yes.
In Peoria. Yeah. Yes. And how was that?
Yes, it was same as church mine,
mm-hmm.
and it was nice. Like I feel like I'm home. I was home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good. It's like
I love my church.
That's good. It's like us karate guys visiting a branch dojo somewhere else in the world.
Ah, yes.
Okay. They do the kata the same. They have the same pictures on the wall. Okay. It felt like home. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, that was the first time I had been to a Nazarene mm-hmm. service.
Yes.
But the thing that surprised me is they had all the same. They had karaoke in
yes.
the church.
It's not karaoke.
It was karaoke. That's exactly what it was. They had karaoke. So they had the people singing and playing the guitar and piano up mm-hmm. front. Okay.
Well, I think same.
And then they had the words scrolling in the back so the whole church could sing along. I thought that was a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I grew up Catholic, so whenever I would go to church, they would have... There's these little boards at the front of the Catholic Church. They have mm-hmm. the page numbers on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I could never figure out what page to be on. Mm-hmm. And then everybody else would start reading something and doing a prayer. And I'd be flipping through the little book trying to figure out what page we're on. And by the time we got to the end of it, they were onto something else. They bounced around. And then if they sing a song, I don't know the words. And I can't sing anyway. So everybody else seems to be on the same page. So I just gave up. I couldn't follow it. So the karaoke is a good idea.
Yes.
That will help with retention, keeping
yes.
the people there. So I told you when you first came to be careful of the American food.
Yes.
Because every time I came back from Japan, I would get to the airport in the U.S. and I'd get a whiff of a pepperoni pizza. I'm like, oh, I gotta get that. I haven't had that for a while. I go and I buy a giant slice and I start eating it, and then the grease mm-hmm. would hit my stomach and I'd get sick. Because in Japan, the food's not greasy. It's very clean, very good taste. And you forget how greasy and heavy the American food is. So I told you to be careful.
Yes.
So,
but I think I'm okay.
You're okay. So what would the... most interesting things that you got to try for food?
Christmas food.
Okay.
Christmas food and pizza.
Mm.
Also different. Very thick and many cheese.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the cheese. Yeah. So the Christmas food, you came with my family because you came at a good time of year. Everybody's on vacation
mm-hmm.
and had time to get together. So the Christmas, the shichimencho, the turkey.
Yes.
Was that the first time you had turkey?
No, not first time.
Okay.
Yes, not first time.
You've had it before?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
First time I feel it dry.
Okay.
For me. But now I could eat.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And I like your grandma's cooking.
Oh yeah. Very good. Now, when you go back to Japan, you need to tell all your Japanese friends and all your Okinawan friends
okay.
about turkey and how delicious it was.
Yes, okay.
We need to get it over there. They need to start having it in the restaurants and shops and things so that during Thanksgiving and Christmas, us Americans can get something to eat. Because it's so hard to find a place that serves turkey. You either have
because we don't have turkey. There's no turkey in Japan.
Well, there's no sushi. There's no sushi in the middle of Ohio either. Do you think we'd go down to the river and pull out a tuna and squid? No. We import it. We fly it in. So you guys can get some turkeys, set them up in Hokkaido in a pen, and you can farm them.
Hey everyone, like the show? Enjoy hearing interviews with martial artists from around the world? Then share it with a friend, family member, co-worker, everyone at your dojo, your fellow karateka. You can find new episodes every Sunday at choptalk.podbean.com. That's choptalk.podbean.com. And don't forget to like the show on Facebook. Thanks. Remember, if you have an upcoming seminar, tournament, or other martial arts event, let us know, and we'd be happy to announce it on the program. And now, back to the show.
But if I could buy turkey, I cannot put in the fridge. My fridge is small. It's too big.
Okay. Well, you could just put a leg in there, like a turkey leg.
Okay.
With a breast. Okay.
Not the whole.
Or you could have them cooked at the store, and they could sell them there, or the restaurant could have it.
That's good.
Okay. There's a way to figure this out.
Okay.
Okay. You also tried my grandma's disgusting gizzard dressing.
Yes.
It was all good. Guts and nizo. And you ate it.
Yes, I ate it.
And you didn't throw up.
No.
How was it?
It tastes okay for me. Okay for me.
Okay. You're known for being an adventurous eater.
No.
Well, when you were in the Philippines,
I ate balu.
Balu. What's balu?
Fermented egg.
Oh.
A little bit baby, the middle of egg and babies, and it fermented.
So they had was it a duck or chicken?
I think duck.
So they had
I don't know.
A little duckling rotting inside the egg.
Yes.
And you ate it.
I ate a little bit and that.
And
you get up.
You threw up.
Yeah, threw up.
God, I can't believe you even tried that. But you've been very willing to try the American food. Okay, yes. And then let's see, everything else, anything else with Christmas that was surprising?
Surprising. And your mom using, your grandma, when she cooked turkey, she was stuffing. She was work stuffing.
She's putting in the stuffing.
Putting the stuffing in her hand. Not with a glove.
So you're surprised?
That's a surprise.
She stuck her whole hand in that, in that thing.
Yes.
And like moved it around.
Yes.
Yeah. That's normal for grandma. Then what else? You said the pizza? The pizza?
Okay. I eat pizza.
So you had two types of pizza. You had Davis Brothers, which is the famous Peoria pizza, which I love. I grew up on that. Mm-hmm. And we also, when we visited Chicago, we went to Gino's East.
Yes.
Deep dish. Which was your favorite?
Chicago.
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 All right.
Yes.
So you never seen a pizza that big? You never saw a pizza that big?
No, it's like pan.
Like bread?
Bread, yes.
Mm-hmm. It was good?
Mm-hmm.
And stomach was okay?
Yes, my stomach is
Good. The interesting thing about Gino's, the place that we went, there used to be a... The place was like on the second floor, mm-hmm. and when you went in there, it you went in and every square inch of the walls was covered in graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
People had written, painted things everywhere. And it was this dark, narrow place, and when you went there, normally you had to line up around the block, and then the line went up these stairs to the second floor, mm-hmm. and when you got to be seated, they wound you back way in the back. It was like a maze in mm-hmm. there, and you didn't know where you were. And it takes 45 minutes to
wait
for the pizza to cook because it's so thick, it has to cook all the way to the center. But then they closed the original location and they moved it to like a tourist area
mm-hmm.
with, where I think there's Planet Hollywood and the Jungle Cafe mm-hmm. and Gino's East. And every time I went there in the new location, it looked like a typical chain mm-hmm. restaurant. Nobody, it was always empty.
Mm-hmm.
I went there and there was nobody there. It killed the atmosphere. It killed it. But I guess in the last year or a year or so, they opened it back at the original location. Mm-hmm. So new building, but same atmosphere. Mm-hmm. People are
looks
still
like old.
But it looks old.
It looks old.
It looks old. That's because people went in and they built it and they said, okay, it's new, it's brand new. Okay, now let's destroy it. So they went in and wrote on everything.
Well, I love it.
Good. Mm. It was a good good atmosphere. Let's see. What other food was different?
Different. I think greasy
mm-hmm.
and thick.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to supermarket and you guys have many choices. We don't have much choices.
Yeah, but yeah, that's true. The Japanese supermarkets are much smaller.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a surprise.
Yeah. But I like the Japanese supermarkets, especially the Okinawans.
Why?
Because of the theme song.
Okay. Yes, there was no songs.
No.
Supermarket. And the restaurant, too.
Mm, yeah, there's no music playing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Okinawan supermarkets, I don't know, is it the same in mainland Japan? But Okinawan supermarkets all have their own theme song.
Yes.
And so you go in and it's playing. Like the Union, yes. That's my favorite.
Can sing.
Okinawa, it's a Okinawa. Union desu kara. Like that,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
That's about it. And then Kanahide has one too. That's the other Okinawa supermarket. Munch, munch, chew, chew. Da 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 da. And then, but I like the Union song better.
Okay.
So that's where
that's
I
why
normally
you go.
Went. Yeah. Okay. But they don't have them in the U.S.
That's I missed it.
Yeah, you
very
missed that.
Very quiet.
Oh, me too. Me too. But you did get to go to the most interesting grocery store.
We went to Jungle Gems.
Yeah, very famous in Cincinnati.
Yes, I love.
Because someone told you about the four aisles of cheese.
Yes.
In Japan, you only have like two cheeses. You have one bag. I don't know. It's not. I don't think it's mozzarella. It's not cheddar. It's just something in between. A bag of shredded cheese,
yes.
And then you have the little laughing cow mm-hmm. spread, and that's it. There's no other cheese in Japan.
Maybe two or three kinds of cheese.
That's it.
That's it.
And probably more like two. But you could have cheese from all over the world.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think of the cheese you tried?
Smells really bad. Like natto.
Okay, good. It's like natto, like the
similar. For me, I think similar smells a little ashy.
It smells like it smells like a foot.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Well, they call that. Sometimes they call it the stinky foot cheese. Yes.
I couldn't eat it.
You couldn't eat it. Okay, good. And hamburger.
We went to yesterday hamburger.
Yeah.
It was oishi good.
It was really good.
But big, so I don't know. I didn't know how to eat.
Mm-hmm. You're just used to the McDonald's hamburgers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Only McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. This is much better.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But there are some good hamburger places in Japan and Okinawa, because in Okinawa especially, because they had so many military guys there, and at one time there was only certain restaurants that the military guys could work at. And if you still go in some of these restaurants, you'll see the little plaque on the wall. It's a like a red A. I think it's a red A. Is that right? I think it's a red A. And these are the old restaurants that the military guys used to be able, they were approved for the forces. Mm-hmm. Now they can go wherever they want when they're, well, sort of, when they're allowed off base. But places like Jack's Steakhouse was delicious.
Your favorite.
My favorite. It was right near my apartment. You could get a really good hamburger or steak there. Mm-hmm. Then on Kokusaidori, there is
Hachi Hachi,
Steakhouse 88, which is another good one. And there's other ones around the island too. So if you are visiting and you miss a good American hamburger and you're tired of McDonald's, you can always go in one of those.
Looking for a way to gain an edge on the competition? Want to give your body some much-needed relief and relaxation? Try Medical Resort ATAC, Okinawa's specialist in sports therapy and wellness care. ATAC offers customizable massage therapy. Try their oxygen chamber for increased metabolism and faster recovery from injuries. Or take their stretching course to improve flexibility. ATAC is used by professional athletes from the Ryukyu Golden Kings, FC Ryukyu, and Ryukyu Corazon. Stop into their center Monday through Saturday at 12830 Oroku in Naha City, Okinawa. Call 098-859-1890 or visit them on the web at www.sanso-atac.com. That's www.sanso-atac.com. Looking for great entertainment? Want to find the best deals on food and drinks? Use the PubPal app to find great establishments near you. View daily specials, find live bands, karaoke, even poetry. If you're looking for something to do, PubPal is the answer, and it's only a click away. Download the app on the Apple Store and get the Android app on Google Play. And don't forget to like them on Facebook. Visit PubPalUSA.com to find out more. That's PubPalUSA, PubPalUSA.
So what did you miss most from Japan? I know you're used to eating rice every day.
Yes.
So I was afraid you were going to pack your rice cooker. I knew somebody who did that. One of my English students, her and her husband were coming to America for a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Okay. So she was afraid she wasn't going to be able to find rice in the U.S. So she packed in her suitcase... She packed a rice cooker, like a full-sized rice cooker, and a bag of rice.
Well, it's important.
And she carried this around the country with her, and every morning in the hotel, she would make rice in this rice cooker. Mm-hmm. There's other ways to do it. We were able to find some Japanese food.
Yeah, well, we're not expecting the quality as Japanese. Mm. So...
But you did okay without rice.
Yes.
Was it the longest in your life you've ever been without it?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. But you survived?
Yes, somehow.
Somehow. So what was the thing that you missed the most?
Rice, green tea, and ocean.
The ocean. Yeah, we saw a lot of rivers, but not many oceans.
Mm-hmm. Blue. Very clear blue ocean, like Okinawan ocean.
Oh yeah, Okinawan ocean is beautiful. Ingos, you know, diving, snorkeling, water sports, fishing, nande mo ii, anything's good. Mm-hmm. Here we have a brown muddy river.
No.
Yes.
It's beautiful, I think.
Okay, I'm glad you like it. And then in Chicago.
Chicago.
Well, Chicago, Lake Michigan was pretty big.
Yes, it was big, like Tokyo for me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's busy, lively. Wow, I don't want to live there.
Chicago would be too much. Chicago,
too much, too much. Mm. I cannot live.
Mm. How about Peoria?
I love Peoria size.
Okay. Yes. Cincinnati?
Yes, okay. I love.
Mm-hmm. Indianapolis?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. Right. Good. So you could live here.
Yeah, maybe.
So it wasn't as scary as you thought?
No.
Okay. What else in Chicago was interesting? Because that's a really big city.
Yes. Interesting. We went to art museum,
mm-hmm.
and field museum,
mm-hmm.
and we watched beans.
The bean.
That's interesting.
The giant bean in Chicago.
Yes, yeah. Giant beans.
So it was, I wanted you to see, because when I found out you were coming, I wanted you to see a city that was a little bit more lively. You know, Peoria is a little bit Inaka. A little bit of the countryside. Mm-hmm. So I think staying the whole time there, you wouldn't have got to see mm-hmm. much. You would have got bored after a few more days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we did a lot. We went hiking.
Yes.
We checked out some of the churches because you're interested in that, mm-hmm. and a few other things. But I think seeing Chicago, if you come to the U.S., you want to see Chicago
mm-hmm.
if you're going to be here.
Yes.
Okay.
But I like Peoria.
You liked it? Okay. Good. I'm glad you like
it. Ichiban.
You like that the best?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I left for a reason, but okay, you're welcome to go back. Now, your other big hobby is hula.
Yes. My friends took me to the class, and I watched the class, and after I saw dancing the class, and just I decide I want to join.
Okay.
And pew!
Very nice. Is hula very popular?
Yes.
In Okinawa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okinawa and Japan.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, how did it get started there? That seems like a strange pairing.
I think because first things, many Japanese trip to Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
and maybe they brought it back,
mm-hmm.
their culture,
mm-hmm.
and many Japanese lives there. So we
okay.
kind of exchange culture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know when I visited Hawaii, there's a lot of Japanese language written everywhere. There's a lot of Japanese people.
Mm-hmm.
I know that even 100 years ago, 150 years ago, there were a lot of Japanese and Okinawans who went to
yes.
Hawaii to work in a
yes.
sugarcane fields. Oh, there's even some karate guys who visited Hawaii. Choki Motobu went to visit Hawaii, but they wouldn't let him in the country.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they heard he was a troublemaker.
So because he's strong?
Yeah, because he's a strong karate guy. So they put him back on the ship and sent him mm-hmm. over. But there are a few others that lived in that area. James Mitus was a... he was Japanese, but born in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And he had started a karate club very early in the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
And this was before karate was in the United States. Or I'm sorry, before Hawaii was in the United
mm-hmm.
States. But he started a karate club, self-defense club then. And that's kind of a really well-known group
mm-hmm.
From that far back. So with the hula, so when you go to the practice, you're wearing the grass skirt and coconut bra?
No.
No, that's...
No.
But that's traditional.
No, that's Tahitian.
Oh, that's Tahitian,
I think.
Okay, I didn't know
yes.
there was a difference. So what's the difference?
The music and clothes,
okay.
dress.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And different country.
All right. It all seems the same. I prefer the coconut bra.
Yeah, you love Tahitian.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe not hula.
Okay, maybe not. Yeah. It's still called hula in Tahiti, right?
Some people mixed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I love hula.
Nice.
Yes.
So are you want to move to Hawaii?
I want to.
Yeah. I think that'll be an easier transition for you from Okinawa,
a
tropical island, to
mm-hmm.
Hawaii, another
mm-hmm.
tropical island,
mm-hmm.
than to the middle of Illinois.
That's than difficult. Because
yeah. This is the coldest you've ever been in your life.
Yes, yes, but I haven't seen snow yet.
I know. I was disappointed. What I wanted to happen is when I picked you up from the airport, we were supposed to get snow that night. Mm-hmm. I was hoping there was going to be a blizzard. I was going to have to drive you from Indianapolis to Illinois in 8 inches of snow.
But not.
Nothing. Nothing. It's just been cold,
yes,
and gray
cold.
And brown with no snow.
Mm-hmm. But still cold.
Still cold.
Still cold.
Are you surprised how cold it was?
Yes, yes.
You thought you'd be okay? Hmm? You thought you'd be okay?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. And another thing you're experiencing for the first time, there's something else you're experiencing for the first time.
What is called? Dinky?
Dinky. Electricity. Static electricity.
Static electricity.
Yeah.
All over the places where I touched, there has electricity,
mm-hmm.
and I touch plants and doors, water, everywhere.
People,
yes.
Okay. So, so I guess they don't have static electricity in Japan?
Yeah, we have little bit, but not all the time.
Okay.
Now I have to be careful, touch everything.
Well, you know, it's okay. Since, and I know you don't want to shake hands because you're zapping everybody, but you can just bow.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody understands that you're fresh you're fresh off the boat. And so they just think that's tradition. They'll bow back. It's okay. But the thing I did like is when we visited the church, you reached for the holy water. And the holy water zapped you.
Yes.
So that's either God telling, reaching out and like telling you, like giving you a blessing, or it's
no.
Or he's like warning you that you're on the wrong track. You're scared. So maybe it's the devil. Well, thanks for visiting.
Yes.
Welcome. Would you come back to America?
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
Okay. Very good. I'm glad we didn't traumatize you. So thanks for coming and talking with me, and good luck on your trip to Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Okay, that's all for this week's show. Thanks to my guest, Mutsuki Tomiyose, for making her first trip to the United States and for sitting down with me and sharing her impressions. Also, thanks to everyone who helped out and made her trip such a huge success. And no thanks to United Airlines and everyone else who has shitty customer service. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Nihei de biru and mata ya. Everyone, like the show? Enjoy hearing interviews with martial artists from around the world? Then share it with a friend, family member, co-worker, everyone at your dojo, your fellow karateka. You can find new episodes every Sunday at choptalk.podbean.com. That's choptalk.podbean.com. And don't forget to like the show on Facebook. Thanks.